What was that?
God damn it, boy. What did I say about playing ball in the house? Fuck. Okay, that's it. I didn't want to have to do this, but you leave me no choice. You live under my roof, so that's my rules, okay? I'm gonna do what I should have done a long time ago, dealing with you and your fucking hijinks. God damn. Okay. So, from now on, when you're in this house, you're gonna masturbate to stay out of trouble. I know it sounds weird, but that's how my father raised me, and that's how his father raised him. So, when you're in here, you're going to be touching yourself to keep your hands out of doing whatever sort of mischief that you boys get into these days. Instead of playing ball in the house, you're going to be playing with your balls. You got that? No. You don't get to decide when you masturbate. I do. Okay? I'll give you a schedule. I'll write it down as well. We'll just put you with the same schedule that I had growing up. Just make it easy. Okay, when it's a school night, when it's a school day, you're going to masturbate 7 to 8 hours. When it's not a school day, you're going to masturbate 10 hours. When you ejaculate, you leave it. I need proof that you're a masturbator. You don't clean up your semen. It stays where it lands. And when you leak while you edge, you should always lick it up. Never waste a drop. Since you only live with me, you're not to wear any amount of clothing at all. I need to make sure that you're masturbating. You need to know your place, boy. And when you're in your room all alone, still naked as fuck, okay? Only time that you wear clothes are when you wear a robe, when you go get the mail, only when we have guests over. Even if it's like a family, a friend, I want you wearing that robe, nothing underneath, completely naked. I don't care if it's Christmas, I don't care if it's Thanksgiving. You got it? Okay, here's your masturbation schedule. So school days, 7 hours. No, let's make it 8. You're going to wake up bright and early. You're going to set aside time every morning to edge, and I mean edge. Not just touch yourself. No, you're going to edge, as in you're going to be on the edge of orgasm the entire time. You're going to try your best not to ejaculate, you know, just to make sure that you're focused on what you're doing. You're going to edge for 4 hours in the morning. Every morning, you're going to wake up bright and early and edge yourself. And then when you go out to school, I want you to go and document yourself edging in public for at least 30 minutes, 2 times, in 2 different locations. That way you're not cooped up inside all day. But you also remember about what you did and how what you did was wrong. So you need to masturbate. And then once you come back home, you're going to come straight back home. You're going to masturbate for another 3 hours. Okay, this is on school days. When you're not having a school day, when you're at home on the weekends, here's what you're going to do. You're going to wake up bright and early, and you're going to masturbate for 5 hours before leaving the house. So if you've got something to do outside, you gotta fucking masturbate before you do it. Then you're gonna go outdoors. You're going to find at least 2 times where you can masturbate for at least 30 minutes outdoors, where people can run into you. You're gonna try to hide it, of course, because you're not a fucking idiot. And then you're going to masturbate for another 5 hours when you return to the house. Okay? And when you don't have anything else to do, when, you know, you find yourself bored and you want to play ball in the house, what you're going to do instead is you're going to reach down, you're going to masturbate for 12 hours. We need to keep you occupied. That's why you're causing all this destruction. I need to keep you out of trouble. This broken vase is, it's a warning. You need to put your destructive behavior towards something productive, like masturbation. So, you know, unzip your pants right now, look at some pornography, and just... You know, just stay out of trouble. My fucking gosh.